What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 447. In this episode, I'll discuss whether dexmedetomidine prolongs the QTC interval. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode447. Dexmedetomidine appears to have been added to a list of drugs that possibly prolong the QTC based only on a single case report where pediatric use of dexmedetomidine unmasked congenital long QT syndrome. However, there are no published reports of dexmedetomidine use leading to torsades. Additionally, there is a study that reports dexmedetomidine shortened the QT interval during the infusion of a bolus dose. Because bradycardia is a risk factor for torsades, it's possible that in the pediatric case report, bradycardia from dexmedetomidine is what triggered the unmasked congenital long QT syndrome rather than a direct effect on the QTC. In my opinion, the available data is too weak and conflicting to raise a concern about the potential of dexmedetomidine to prolong the QT interval in adult critically ill patients. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to practical, in-depth training on the use of dexmedetomidine in critical care, as well as many other resources to help in everyday practice. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.